You drink more when you're sad? Dick said. No, Jesse said. I think it's more when I'm happy. You drink more when you're with her? Dick said. I did this time, Jesse said. Because you were happy? No, Jesse said, I wasn't happy. Scared? No. What? I don't know exactly, Jesse said. We were talking about being with other people. We talk about this before? Yes. You always get drunk? I don't remember, Jesse said. How do you feel when you think of her with another man? Jesse shook his head. Exciting, Dick said. Jesus Christ, Jesse said. Dick's waited. I'm not that sick, Jesse said. Dick's remained blank. Jesse was silent for a long time. I don't know why, he said. Dick's almost smiled. What? Jesse said. Dick's didn't answer. It's not about sex, Jesse said. Sure it is, Dick said. It's always about sex. It's about other things too, Jesse said. He felt as if he were retreating slowly, giving up one position after another, modifying as he went. It's always about other things too, Dick said. So why do I want to know? Jesse said. Dick smiled and didn't say anything. For Christ's sake, Jesse said, is this a fucking game where you know and I try to guess? Knowledge is power, Dick said. Power to do what? Jesse said. Participate, Dick said. Jesse thought about the surge of fear and anger and desire that filled him almost to overflowing when he thought of her with another man. He knew that the passion, the nearly voyeuristic need to know, had nothing to do with curiosity, and he realized nothing to do with disapproval. Dix was right. The penetrating need to be privy was a kind of participation, not just in the act, but in her life. Not knowing was exclusion. The idea startled him. So it's not just him and her, Jesse said. It's him and her and me. Better than nothing, Dick said. I hate thinking about her with another man. Dick's nodded. And I hate to be excluded, Jesse said. Dick's nodded again. The two of them sat there in silence. A rock and a hard place, Jesse said. Dick smiled. Enough to drive a man to drink, he said.